With a trend of flurries hitting the region slated for the rest of the week, it's important to remember some safety tips for getting rid of the white stuff. If you are someone who has had a heart attack or other forms of heart disease, has high blood pressure or high cholesterol, if you smoke and if you lead a sedentary lifestyle, it is recommended finding alternatives for snow removal like a plow service, neighbor or even a student. Before getting ready, consider stretching your body to help with avoiding any pulls or strains. Now it's time to make sure you are wearing the proper clothing. Cover as much skin as possible by wearing multiple layers of clothing. Wear a hat, scarf and mitts, but ensure none are impairing your vision. In terms of footwear, no slip boots are recommended. Now grab your shovel, it's best to grab one that is lightweight. It's also recommended to use an ergonomically correct model of shovel which can help prevent injury and fatigue. Snow should be removed early and the process should be repeated throughout the day. In terms of technique, place your feet hip-width apart, face the sow, use your weight in your front leg to push the shovel. Then shift your weight to your back foot, breathe in, lift while keeping the scoop of snow close to you. Bend your knees, keep your back straight, tighten your stomach muscles, lift with your legs and then walk to where you are dumping the snow. It is extremely important when shoveling snow to never twist. If the snow is heavy, move it closer to where you want to dump it to take away some strain and stress. When it comes to snowblowing, wear goggles if possible to keep snow and debris away from your eyes. You should be able to stand straight behind a snowblower. Never use your hands to clear the blades. The most important aspect of shoveling or clearing snow is to be aware of warning signs and take frequent breaks.